It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, have a bite to eat, have a pint, and just enjoy visiting the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You will have seen over the last couple of days, a particular Irish gentleman has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. He's been in the news for allegedly kissing a woman that's his partner.
No, that's not alleged. I mean, the photograph.
Oh, okay, we can see the photograph.
That bit's not alleged.
Allegedly sending dick pics to an international music artist.
That bit's alleged.
That's alleged. Yeah. Although we have seen the uncensored picture. And again, it's alleged that these were sent to Azealia Banks. And then on top of that, this particular gentleman is tweeting like there's no tomorrow about being our president. How proud we would be of a man who sends alleged dick pics.
You're suggesting that that's the only thing he's done. I mean, there's
No.
If we were to sit here and talk about all the indiscretions that Mr. McGregor has had over the last few years. My God, the list is as long as a schlong, to be quite honest with you. It literally is.
Yeah, yeah. Allegedly.
No, we can't say sue you for saying he has a big dick. He's not going to sue you over that. But the list of stuff that man has done is, and that's what I find bizarre, is how he thinks, and this is, we're going to get a flavour for this on today's podcast, because McGregor obviously thinks that there's enough public support out there for him to run as...
To be elected as the president,
yeah?
Yep.
So he obviously believes that there's enough people out there. Let me ask you the question first. Mm-hmm. Do you believe, if he gets... Obviously he needs the backing of several... local councils.
He needs four county councils to back him. 20 members of the Oireachtas, so like TDs or senators.
Okay.
And that's the only way he can get on the ballot. He needs that support.
Okay, so if he gets that, supposing, ladies and gentlemen, if he gets that, yeah?
But he won't.
Well, we don't know. He seems to think that he will. Do you think, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are enough people out there that would vote for him? Because I actually do. And I think,
really?
Yeah, I think people are underestimating...
What, you think he could actually be elected?
He has a huge fan base. Now, I was looking at his Twitter account there earlier on, and most of his followers are actually from outside Ireland.
Yeah, but they can't vote for him.
Yeah, I know, but they all think they can. They're all replying to him saying, I'm going to vote for you, Connor. And it's like, John in Arkansas, America. John, you won't be voting for anybody. But McGregor lost a lot of Irish support when that court case came up last year, which we can't talk about at the moment because it's still pending. That's the only thing we can't talk about, is that court case. But he lost a lot of Irish support. But he obviously sees all these replies on his Twitter account from American people, and he doesn't even realise they're American, and they're saying, I will vote for you. But all I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, do not underestimate him. Do not underestimate how popular he would actually be, because he is saying the things that a huge proportion of Ireland wants to hear. I don't want to hear it. I think he's
fully... Okay, so let me give you an idea of some of the tweets that he's put up just in the last week, okay, on X. He says, for example, with regards to, he says, any criminal mentally unwell or helpless entrance to our nation, be it outside the bubble of citizenship or having already accrued citizenship through a means, will be my top priority as president to remove from Ireland. We will not tolerate criminality. We will not tolerate risk to the greater public. They will all be removed. Get my name on the ballot. I am the man for this job.
I mean, the fact that he's talking about, we will not, what did he say about criminality?
We will not, they'll be removed. We will not tolerate criminality.
He's been in court more times than I've been in McDonald's. He literally has been in court so many times over so many different things. Like, if anybody needs to be deported, it's him. But the point I'm trying to make is he's saying things that will play to people's ears.
Okay, now the other thing is, as we know, the President of Ireland doesn't have an awful lot of power. They can they sign bills into law, and that's really it. And then they go on little holidays and they represent Ireland. They don't really have a lot of power. But
one of the things
Connor believes otherwise. Yeah. Let me just read another tweet, yeah? The head of state has immense power and ability. Do not let them trick you. I've incredible constitutional lawyers on my team, and we're ready to fight all the way for our people. It's a great rouse to believe that our president is powerless. And then he goes on in other tweets to say, I'm going to drag the Minister for Justice into my office when I'm president, and the head of An Garda Síochána, and demand action to get illegal immigrants out of the country. Now, like you said, he's playing to a certain cohort of people that believe all of this. But we're asking, quite simply, if, and it is a big if he ended up on the ballot paper for the presidential election, which will be most likely in November this year, would you vote for him? Now, I don't believe he will get onto the ballot paper, but would you vote for him if he were on the ballot paper for the presidential election? Here's another one he tweeted yesterday. Have a listen to this. I will drag the Taoiseach out of house and home if the great Republic of Ireland's wishes, your wishes, are not met. Who's the Taoiseach? It won't matter. Ireland, put me to work. 7 years. I am yours. Vote McGregor. Now, again, the question that we're asking is, if he were to appear on the ballot paper, which I don't believe he will, would you vote for him? That's the question.
Like with Donald Trump in America, when Donald Trump famously said, I love the poorly educated people, a lot of poorly educated people wouldn't understand the power of the President of Ireland. And all they would hear is, McGregor wants to get brown people out of Ireland. That's all they would hear. Mm. Okay, when you get past all the noise, McGregor wants to shut the borders. Now, yes, he doesn't have the power. He doesn't even have the power to shut the cabinet in Oros an Uachtaráin if he wanted. He has no power. But people would see that and go, I can't stand the government at the moment. I can't stand the President of Ireland at the moment. He's a lefty, because Michael Dee is very liberal left. We need McGregor in here. They wouldn't even think about it. They wouldn't even think about it. And they go, yeah, McGregor's going to shut the borders, get all the immigrants out. Let's vote for him.
Okay,
and
so you're worried that if he does appear on the ballot, he could theoretically be elected.
I think you're all very naive to think that he doesn't have still have a big... I've always said, literally, McGregor could do the worst thing in the world. You could literally drive down Grafton Street and mow down 1,000 grannies, and there would be still a fan base that would go, he's a decent bloke. So
our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, this is Keith.
Look, the man is willing to fucking step up and get things done. He has a voice, but he also has a past. So, you know, I don't know. But look, when it comes down to the fucking Irish people, remember there was a time where everybody voted for a puppet talkie to go sing for us in the Eurovision. So, for McGregor to become president, I don't know. It's a touch-and-go situation, isn't it? Like, he could quite do it. If he got the backing, he could do it. Well, with the past, I don't know.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Afternoon.
Well, Jessica, we're asking, because he's been tweeting like Goodo over the last few days, asking Irish people to vote for him as President of Ireland, and the presidential election is only a couple of months away. Would you vote for him?
Not if he was the last man or person on this island. I'm not going to vote for someone who beats old men, treats women like dirt, and as we've learned from last night, has a little weight on his dick kink. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, so you would not be voting for him. And what do you make of? I'm just reading in some of his tweets. People replying to some of his tweets, and not all are in America, by the way. You know, some of them are here. I will definitely vote for you, Connor. You have my support. Do you think that if, and it is a big if, because I don't believe he will end up on the ballot, but if he did, do you think people would vote for him?
I'd be very surprised. But then again, I can already tell the type of people that would vote for him. I mean, look at Keith's message there. It kind of sounds like he would give him a chance, but he also compares the Irish presidency to the Eurovision contest. That's the kind of intellect you're dealing with.
Okay, so you do believe he would get some votes. Would it be enough to get him elected, though?
I hope not. I don't think he will, because look, the majority of people I've seen in the Facebook comments and online have said he's nothing more than a clown. It's not going to happen. Like he's only saying this. He doesn't even believe what he's saying. He only knows how to play to the gallery, play to the crowds, because he's a fighter. He's done it all his life. He knows how to impress people and say the right things.
I do believe that he believes that he can become president. I do believe that.
Yeah, well, the no-no snow's gone to his head, Jeremy. Like, come on. He's absolutely delusional.
Don't for one moment think that, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Patriots that are out marching all the time would not want someone like him as their president. Don't for one moment think that.
Yeah, well then there'll be giant hypocrites and idiots, because they're there like, oh, we're here to protect the women and children of Ireland.
Well, yeah,
but
that's
he
true.
Beats old men, treats women like dirt. Like, make it make sense.
Well, I can't make it make sense, but all I can say is a lot of people can, like, I don't want to get too much into it. All you have to do is look at the woman that's closest to him, which would be his partner.
Don't even get me started
she
does not love him. She does not give one shit about him. She's just there for the convenient life and the money. That's all she's there for. She doesn't care what he does. Look at him. He's parading around Florida, snogging women, sending dick pics. Like, she doesn't give a fuck about him.
But all I'm saying is a lot of people can see past, or are able to see past all that crap and just vote for someone because they believe. Look at Trump. Jesus, Trump, for God's sake. The amount of shit that Trump has done. And if you look at any of the Americans that were interviewed that voted for Trump, they didn't care what he did.
All they care about is what he can do as president.
Yeah, that's all people care about, Jess. People don't care about the type of person someone is, about what morals they have or anything like that. They just care that the person that they're going to put in will work for them. And that's why he's very clever in what he said in his tweet there, I will work for you.
But then he'll get nothing done, because like you said, the president only really signs stuff. He has no real grip of power. So look, he'll just do nothing, be like, I'm not signing that. To quote himself, he'll do nothing. You'll do nothing, Connor.
No, you're probably right, but that still doesn't take away from the fact that he has a huge, huge fan base here that would literally vote for him.
They're all idiots. They all probably shove the coke up their nose just like he does. They're all fucking idiots if they like him and vote for him. I have no time for people who like Connor.
And they all, in a lot of cases, don't even know how to vote. Wouldn't even know how to get into a polling station.
They wouldn't know how to spell vote if you asked them, for God's sake.
That's not fair, lads, to suggest that everybody that would support McGregor is an absolute tick.
It's not really, Jeremy. It's fair enough.
Stay there for a second, Jess. I want to bring in Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Good, thank you, Sean. If, and it's a big if, Conor McGregor's name was on the ballot for President of Ireland later this year, would you vote for him?
100%.
100%.
Yes, he's going to make the changes that Ireland needs.
Okay, so tell me why you would vote for him. What changes will he make as president?
Well, he'll change the immigration laws, stop all of them coming in. He'll start looking after our own people, then all the refugees that are coming in, robbing the taxpayers. You have that little leprechaun in there at the minute that's done nothing for the Irish. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so...
And he's all praised, this little leprechaun, but I don't know what he's ever done for Ireland. If anything, he's made the country worse.
In what way? What has he done that's made the country worse?
In every aspect.
Come on, give me an idea of how Michael Dea has made the country
worse.
Well,
the amount of foreign people that were letting in, the LGBT, all this pushing down kids' necks in school. And this all has to stop.
But this is all to do with Michael Dea.
Well, he has part to play. He signs it off at the end of the day, even though it goes through all the Senate and all. He's to sign it off, and he signs off on all this shit.
Yeah, but he's...
And I can tell you, McGregor won't allow any of that to happen.
But this is the bit that people like you just clearly don't understand. The president, the only thing the president can do is refer legislation to the Supreme Court to test if it's constitutional or not. That is literally the only thing he can do.
Well, Adrian, I'm sure half the stuff that has gone through the Congress the last couple of months would be stopped. You look at Martin Nolan, what he's letting people away with, and you think that's right.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. What do you think Conor McGregor would be able to do if he becomes president?
He can put an awful lot of stuff on hold that the government are trying to run through without any proper meetings with communities or anything like that. McGregor will be able to put a stop to that. He can put it on hold, or he can keep putting backlashes onto it.
Now, I want to ask you a question as well. First of all, can I just say to you, Sean, fair play to you for coming on, because I do believe that there are many, 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 I'm not naive and stupid enough to think that you're alone. There are many, many people who feel the same way as you do. I don't. I completely disagree with you. But you are not alone, and fair play to you for having the balls to stand up and say
any of the young lads under the age of 40 are going to vote for McGregor, because what this country has seen since COVID is an absolute disgrace. The young people of this country don't have a say in their own country. In about 4 years' time, Ireland are going to be second-class citizens in their own country. And it was up to McGregor that went to the White House and spoke about it. And he's all getting stick for standing up in the White House.
So let me
ask. Getting stick for that, but that's the type of stuff that's going to get him in power. He's standing up for his own people.
Okay,
There's not one Irishman out there that's in power that will stand up. You have Micheál, Simon Harris, they're all two-faced.
But let me ask,
they don't care about their own people.
But you can say that all you like, Sean, but the fact of the matter is they were voted in a general election only a matter of months ago.
And I'd love to know who voted them in. Sure, you look at the 500 votes that went unclaimed. All went to them.
Oh, right. So the election was rigged. The election was rigged,
Well, you know this as well as I know. Your media, RTE, they're all getting paid by the government to tell you not to put this on the television. So you don't see, all you see now on RTE is about Gaza and Palestine. Nothing about what happened in Talbot Street yesterday. Nothing about any of that in RTE anymore.
That was on the news. I saw it on the news. But,
yeah, you must be watching a different telly than me.
No, I did see it. Let me ask you a question. The question I was going to ask you, Sean, is would you be prepared? You obviously know what McGregor has done in the past. He's a very...
Well, look at Donald Trump. What Donald Trump, he goes to these diddy parties and people still vote him in because they want change. They've had enough
That's the question I was going to ask you. McGregor is an unsavoury character. The stuff that man has done, the court cases, the one particular court case we can't talk about, he's admitted that he uses cocaine. Are you prepared to brush that all aside?
Hold on, Jeremy. Adrian admitted only a couple of days ago on the show that he smoked cannabis before. So come on. What McGregor does in his personal life shouldn't have... It's like Micheál Martin. What he does in his personal life, I don't care.
Okay.
But when you're making wrong decisions that are going to affect so many people
change. Okay, again, Sean, I go back to the point about the President of Ireland. And the President of Ireland, whether you like it or not, or whether Conor McGregor accepts it or not, does not have immense power and ability. And that's what McGregor is
doing. Do you not believe with Conor McGregor in power that Micheál Martin and Simon Harris and all won't be shitting what they're going to be doing? Because at the minute they're getting away with murder. And it's because little leprechaun does not care and he'll sign off anything that they want them to do.
That's the problem. Okay, so what I'm trying to say, Sean, is that you're prepared to forget about the things that he does in his personal life, the horrible, horrible things that man has done, because you believe that he will be looking after you while...
Most TDs in the Dáil have done something wrong in their personal lives in the past.
Look at
Desi Ellis. He was bombing tellies for years ago and he's allowed in the Dáil now. Don't give me this crap.
Okay, you said that McGregor will be there for the Irish people, and that he's a... Do you believe that Conor McGregor is a true Irish patriot?
100%.
So why
you look at any one of his fights and all the flags and all. People love McGregor because he stands up for the people of Ireland.
But he's also wearing a poppy. How do you feel about that?
He's also wore a poppy. So has Mary Lou.
No, but we're not talking about everyone. But I'm talking about McGregor.
Oh, but I'm talking about, but these are the people that are in power. This is the problem. He's all just because McGregor has a big name and the rape case and all. But they're all the same. Mary Lou's the same. Every TD in power are all doing things that we don't like, but it's getting done and it's getting pushed under the carpet because the people are fucking sick of it at this stage now.
Okay,
I can't wait for the polls to come out, and I believe Conor McGregor number one, like we all voted for Gerry Hutch. Well, Conor McGregor number one.
Okay, and by the way, you mentioned Mary Lou McDonald wearing a poppy. I've no recollection of her ever wearing a poppy, and indeed we're doing a Google search here and there is no photograph of Mary Lou McDonald with a poppy on. So
no Sinn Féin TD has ever wear a poppy. You Google that.
No, but you said Mary Lou did, and
she runs the party of Sinn Féin. Yes or no?
Yeah, that doesn't mean she wore a poppy.
If she doesn't wear them, why is she letting the rest of our members wear them?
Yeah, but you can't.
I know of no Sinn Féin member who's worn a bloody poppy. I'd love to see one. I'd love you to send me a photograph.
We'll send in a photo.
Good man. Hang on there for a second. Jessica, what do you make of this? This is Conor McGregor's number one supporter here.
Oh, hilarious. You think he's going to protect the people of Ireland, but he attacks the same people of Ireland. He doesn't give a fuck about you or me or anyone else. He doesn't give a shit.
And does any of the politicians give a fuck about you or anyone else?
The ones I voted for did. They just sadly didn't get in.
Yeah, well, there you go, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are all backhanders. That's why.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that they scratch each other's backs. I'm not going to argue that. But my point is Conor McGregor. He shouldn't be allowed near any political office because he's nothing but a fucking joke.
No, well, that's your opinion. And this is what the show's for. Opinion matters.
It's a lot of people's opinions. You want a man who beats old men in a pub because they don't want his whiskey, who treats women like dirt, shoves coke up his nose like there's no tomorrow, and like I said before, has a little weight on his dick kink. You want him in office. You want
Over 140,000 people were supporting Conor McGregor
People like you have little to no intelligence. I'm sorry, you're a fucking clown.
And you're already like educated, you're an idiot. You're probably willing to have to open your legs for him when he wants to offer you.
I must be educated because I know not to vote for a fucking pervert.
Well, you're obviously not educated. You voted for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
I didn't vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I just said the people I voted for didn't get in. I didn't say what political parties they were with. So why don't you open your little ears?
Put your mouth to your vote and see in a couple of months if McGregor gets voted in.
I would take Mary Lou any day of the week.
She's not running anyway. She's ruled herself out, so she's not running.
I would take her any day of the week because she's not going around raping women, punching old men. She's not there
We don't know what she's doing behind closed doors.
You give over now.
I think it would be open by now, considering the amount of time she's been in politics. Are you actually stupid?
I don't think Mary Lou is sending dick pics to anybody or anything of the sort.
Come here. Adrian, these dick pics, every young lad would send a woman, and women are the same. They send new pictures to men, but they just don't get put into the fucking papers. I could show you a picture on my phone of a woman that I met in town the weekend, send me a new picture. But that's
right.
She's
not running for president.
It's just
that
yous are making it harder. Yous are publishing it. And yous are making a bad name for the man.
Oh, you're an absolute moron. Why are we wasting time on you?
Because it's opinions matter, love. We all are entitled to our opinion.
And as well, Jess...
Yeah, people like you deserve to be put 5 feet underground.
Well, you know what?
Society.
You know that red button on your phone? Press it. Press the red button on your phone if you don't want to use them.
You're funny. You're fucking hilarious.
Jess, I have to defend Sean.
Listen to the language.
Don't defend him.
No, I'll defend him. I will defend his right to speak because this is called Opinions Matter.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
And in fairness to Sean, I disagree.
Oh, then you're just as stupid as him then if you're defending him.
Well, we're all stupid now because you're the brain. You must be in.
Defending Conor McGregor, I'm sorry, you're a fucking idiot.
No, that's your opinion.
Jess, the point is that Sean has as much of a right. No, I disagree with every single word Sean is saying. Yeah, every single word he's saying, I disagree with him. But his name is on the register of electors.
He probably doesn't even vote in the general election. He's going to vote in the presidential.
I didn't vote for the people you voted in.
You probably wouldn't even know how to spell the word vote. You probably even wouldn't know how to spell the word government.
Is it V-E-O-T?
Stay there for a second.
big. Your show is big.
You're not going to let McGregor.
No, stay there. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. As you can hear from Sean, he is adamant that if Conor McGregor was to appear on the ballot for the presidential election later this year, he will have his number one vote because he believes he will do great things for the Irish people. Let me bring in Martin with his opinion on this.
Good afternoon, lads. Won't be able to come on today. Look, I think it's all pie in the sky because he's not going to get the nominations he needs. And, no, it's a nothing role. Like, it's all it is a representative role. Like, he can do nothing in Parliament. He can do nothing in government. If he really wants to make a difference, he should bide his time, give it a few years, and then run for in the next general election. But it's pie in the sky, lads. He's not going to get the nominations he needs. So it's a nothing conversation, really.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Is Sean still on there?
Sean is still there. Yes, he is.
Sean, can I ask you a question? Are you on some are you on some sort of a prescription medication or something?
No, not at all.
You all
have a short memory. You all remember when COVID came into this country. Who was the first man to supply hospitals with PPE and all? Before the government even. Conor McGregor took it out of his own pocket. Yeah, you all forget this.
Can you hear yourself? Are you out of your mind or something?
When the government had you standing outside your mother's house looking through a fucking window. Yeah, McGregor helped us back then and all yous were praising him. Because he done one or two silly things in his life, he's now all turning his back on him. And that's the problem with the Irish people now. They're turning their back on their own fucking people.
Okay, what do you say to that, Brian? The people are turning their back on him because he's got history. People need to leave that history behind.
Listen, Sean, that little bollock should be locked up for what he's doing.
Why should he be locked up? If he was locked up, he was brought to court, he got away, he wasn't locked up. So there you go. It went through the systems and nothing was done about it because he wasn't found guilty. So why should this man be locked up?
He was found guilty in a civil case.
Civil case. Well, you can't get locked up for that.
No. But he was found guilty in a civil case. Let's just make that perfectly clear.
Civil case, yes, which is still going on. There's an appeal going on. Right. Are reading it?
That's right. It is.
Yes. So we can't say that he's being found guilty. Correct. Yet there's an appeal.
Well, no, he has been found guilty pending an appeal. But anyway, so
at
this moment he's still guilty. So anyway,
so can you ask that caller why should the man be locked up?
Listen,
when you have Judge Nolan letting people off that have 250 images of young kids, harmless kids, he's the one that should be locked up, letting people away with stuff like that. Not McGregor. These are all seeing this side of the story very wrong.
No, but Sean, everybody agrees about Judge Martin Nolan and the lenient sentence that he gives to serious.
Well, obviously not, well, because it's not spoken enough on your show.
It's mentioned very regularly.
Judge Nolan's mentioned about twice a week on this show. He's always mentioned. I agree with you, Sean, that some of those sentences passed down by Nolan are very questionable. But
can I ask you a simple question?
Yeah.
If you had two people running for presidency, Judge Nolan and Conor McGregor, who would you want to be running for presidency?
Neither.
Neither. Well, you had to pick one.
I couldn't pick between the two, I have to be honest with you.
Come on.
But the point is...
And this is the government that are looking after Judge Nolan. And that's the only reason the government don't want Conor McGregor in power, because he knows he's going to open a can of whoop-ass on them.
But the point is, even if Conor McGregor did become president, he wouldn't be able to get rid of Judge Nolan. Would he have the power to get rid of Judge Nolan?
He wouldn't get rid of him, but they can do certain stuff to put a hold on it.
What exactly?
Judge Nolan is...
What exactly could Conor... Okay, I understand your worries about immigration and open border policy and unvetted men coming in. I understand all that completely. I'd never diss that, okay? But my question to you is, what do you think that Conor McGregor is going to be able to do to change that for you?
He probably can change laws that are on, but I can tell you, guarantee you now, with Conor McGregor sitting in Arthur's and Nucaron, the likes of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris won't be getting away with the shit that they're getting away with these days. So they're selling our own people out. They sold our souls.
Hang on a second, Sean McGregor in some of his tweets in the last week or two is making it sound that he becomes president and he will be exactly like Donald Trump, and he will have our equivalent of ICE going around rounding up illegal immigrants and putting them on a boat out of Ireland.
Adrian, you'd be surprised with the amount of councillors that will vote for McGregor. Now, he's making out that he won't get the 20. You'll be very surprised. Trust me. You'd be very surprised the amount of votes that he will get off senators and TDs. Now, you're obviously going to get the odd few that won't vote for him, but you'd be very shocked when it does come out the amount that will vote for him to get him in power. Trust me.
I would be very shocked, I have to be honest. Sorry, again, he's portraying the role of president in Ireland as being similar to the president of the United States, that he has the power to literally round up illegal immigrants and throw them out of the country, as they're doing in the States at the moment. But he does not and would not have that power.
But do you not think he would not put pressure on the government? Because you're seeing when he went over to America, the government was shitting themselves. And what's he going to say? How is he going to do it? Because that's what will happen. If he's in power in Ireland, the government will be watching everything that's passing the bills. And he can put a stop to some bills being put passed.
He can only refer them to the Supreme Court.
Refer them. But what you're doing by referring them, you're putting them on hold. And that's not what the government wants. The government wants to rush these through, rush them under the carpet. No one knows about them. Where he can stop them. Let him refer them to the Supreme Court.
But that's all he can do. And then the Supreme Court comes back and says, no, Mr. President, those bills are fully in line with the Constitution. And then he rounds up the Council of State, which is former presidents and Taoiseach.
Massive changes if Conor McGregor gets in force. Massive changes with the way the government is run.
Sean, you were saying there a few minutes ago that you think there would be a large group of councillors that would support
senators. He's saying that he has to get so many votes. I can guarantee you he will get them votes to get on the ballot paper. Trust me.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, the Irish Times did a survey and asked...
Like saying RTE done a survey. They're not going to show the right answers. You do a poll on your line now and see what happens.
Would you vote for Conor McGregor? Is that the question you want us to ask people?
Do you think Conor McGregor will get the votes off senators? And I can guarantee you, you'll get a lot more people in the independent poll saying, yes, he will.
Well, they literally
Trust
said...
me.
None of the 190 local authority members that were surveyed by the Irish Times said they would support Conor McGregor's nomination for the presidency.
I don't believe that. That's all marvellous, because these people are going to vote and they don't have to tell you who they vote for. And I can guarantee you Conor McGregor will get a lot more than what
would you even go out and canvass for him?
I would indeed.
Really?
I've already told him that in the Black Forge.
So what did you say to him in the Black Forge?
I told him when you get the presidency, there's my name and number. I'll go all around city centre looking to get votes for you. And it's the young Irish I'd be trying to get them to vote for him, because it's us, Air Lives, and Air Next Generation that is screwed.
All right,
big changes.
Stay there for a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is Neil.
I know Americans can't vote for him, but he's still very popular over there. My base is next door to the Black Forge pub, and you see a lot of people there, you know, Americans going in there and outside taking photographs of the Black Forge pub, and they get in the car, you know. Well, sir, you know, we love your Conor. What an absolute role model. He's an absolute wonderful man. He spilled guts and blood, sir, to get where he is. An absolutely wonderful man. Is this his area? And that's the story anyway, lads. All right. So if he gets president, well done. Well done, if you ask me. Cheers, lads.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor? Hello, Trevor.
Can you hear me, lads?
Yeah, go on. Yep.
I fucking digress, lads. Like, this lad on the phone, you have on the phone, what is he smoking on a daily basis?
Same thing. You sound like you're smoking, Trevor.
Oh, no, you're not really, mate. Jeez, I don't know where to start with this one.
Are you awake, Trevor? It's nearly 2 o'clock in the day.
So you don't mind violence against women, do you know?
I didn't say that. Did I once say that?
No, I'm asking you a question.
I didn't make a statement, I asked you a question. I don't condemn violence on women, no.
You don't condemn it?
No.
I assume you meant to say condone.
Jesus Christ, there you go, Agent. So, you believe in abuse of the elderly?
No.
Right. How about traffic laws? Do you believe in them?
Not in Ireland, no.
You don't believe in traffic laws? For fuck's sake, Jesus. So,
look, come here. The government that fucking traffic...
Hang on. What's your position on drugs?
You want to wake up and have a coffee, mate?
What's your position on drugs, mate?
I don't do drugs, so I don't believe in drugs.
Okay. You know your fucking hero does all of what I just mentioned, yeah? Beats women, beats the elderly, flagrantly disobeys traffic laws, and he's a cokehead. And he has a head like a fucking melted... He has a head like a melted wedding. He walks like a wibbly-wobbly fucking wonder, and you want him representing Ireland going off to other countries meeting other presidents?
There'd be more homeless people on the streets not eating. You see, he's all forget about the good he does for the town. He's all forgetting about that. Without him, there'd be a lot more people not being able to eat. He set up a lovely soup run, Liberty Soup Run. He supplied them with food, vans, everything. You forget all about this.
We're not forgetting about this, mate, but you have to realise this is a man who's going to represent...
Okay.
You want to try and talk over me, mate. It's not going to work, right? At the end of the day, this is the fella you want going off to meet other presidents representing Ireland, and you want him representing you. Do you not see a problem here?
He has a head
like a melted fucking welly. He doesn't know how to speak properly, and he has no regard for other humans.
With his father, you know what I mean? Come on, this is happening
The president of France is what?
Is going out with his father. If you read up on that, you might learn a bit about what's going on
Did you read the one about Putin? How he's immortal? Did you?
Did I read what?
Did you read the story on Putin, how he's immortal?
Was that in the Independent?
You believe that and you read, don't you, pal? But anything legitimately in the news about that lowlife, you won't believe it, no. No. Sure, he's not guilty, is he not? No, he's not guilty. Yeah,
well,
that's what he just said a few minutes ago.
Vote McGregor for number one, mate. Vote for him, that's all.
He's not getting the vote, mate. And you seem to not own the fucking stand. The president has no power in this country.
He's not getting your vote,
he's a figurehead.
He's a
figurehead. And Micheál Martin and all that won't be shitting bricks of him, because what are you going to do? Oh, assault them. That's about all he can do is beat people up. That he is no fucking candidate for presidency in this country.
Oh, and that's your opinion, my friend.
Let me ask you, Trevor.
No, that's a lot of opinions, mate.
Okay, nobody
wants him as president.
Okay, let me ask you.
The media is paid by the government.
Hang on for a second. Let me ask you this question, Trevor.
Go ahead.
And it is a big if, although Sean says it's not a big if, because he believes he will get onto the ballot. But if he got onto the ballot, do you think many people would vote for him?
No. Do you know who would vote for him, Adrian? The UFC fucking viewers and the cokeheads and all that in Dublin. That's it. And that's a very small minority of actual voters, because most of them are black.
You sound like a cokehead, or you're on some sort of medication. Your words are very slurry there as you're speaking. Are you only awake?
Adrian, can you understand me clearly, yeah?
I can understand you perfectly, yes.
Okay, we'll just ignore the Conor McGregor fan club in the corner there. Adrian, listen, nobody's going to vote for him. At the end of the day, the people that will vote for him are the cokeheads, as I just said, like Sean there. And UFC viewers, they'll vote for him. But the problem is, Adrian, most of them aren't even fucking registered to vote, so they're not going to make a difference. And at the end of the day, if he gets into fucking government, what Sean does not seem to understand is he has no power. He's a figurehead. He will be going off to visit other dignitaries around whatever the world, and that's it. That's all he does.
Then, if you're all that worried about him, why don't you just vote him in and see what he can do?
Because I don't want someone in that seat that looks like he has a head like a melted welly, has no regard for women, has no regard for the elderly, doesn't give a fuck about family values. Yeah, that's a real Irishman, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, I think you're wrong, because 30 years he's building two blocks of apartments on Dover Road that will be going to the Irish people. So you're telling me, you tell me what he done to the elderly. What elderly woman did he ever hit? You're talking
rabbits, mate. I said he hit an elderly woman. He hit an elderly man because he refused his drink. You fucking tool. And then he fucking beat a woman and actually got charged for it. And now he's sending dick pics. Oh, yeah. And he's cheating on his missus. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's he's good missus. Today. He's that's, a good man.
What he does in his personal life has nothing to do with us. This is your problem.
It's a reflection on the country if he's the fucking president that you want him to be.
And what has Michael D. Higgins done for the country? The little leprechaun. What has he done?
The little leprechaun. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I'm stoned out of my head.
Can I ask you...
Sean, can I ask you a question? Does the swastika rub off your forehead, does it?
Sorry, I couldn't understand you there.
The swastika, does it rub off your forehead or is it daily stick on you, fucking clown?
Did I hit a nerve there with something, did I?
No, you didn't.
See you tomorrow.
You're the one stammering, pal, not me.
Trevor, is...
I don't stammer, don't worry, mate.
Do you not believe, Trevor, that there are many people like Sean who, just like devotees to Donald Trump, will vote for McGregor come hell or high water?
Adrian, look at what Donald Trump has done to fucking America, right? Tourism is in the toilet. Education is in the toilet. What else? Medicaid is nearly gone. Veteran care is gone. What else is he doing? Oh, yeah, ICE is out on the streets rounding up anybody they want. Proud Boys are now in ICE that are fucking openly racist, rounding people up. Tourists who get off planes are fucking searched. Their phones are taken away and searched. If you refuse to give me a passcode, you're detained. Two German students locked up for 3 weeks in a prison and then sent home. Trump is not a fucking hero. And Conor McGregor, the man with the head like a melted welly,
by the way,
idolizes him.
I'm not
this
for,
is not a man you
I'm
want in
for,
control in this
I'm
country.
I'm not for one second saying that Trump is a brilliant president, but what I'm saying is, despite the fact that he lost the election 4 years ago, which he doesn't believe he lost, he was voted back in again by the American people.
Yeah, because you know what, Adrian? He played on the narrative that I can close all the borders, I can get rid of all the immigration, I won't touch social welfare, I won't touch Medicaid, which he has done. He has basically set women's rights back fucking 50 years, handing abortion rights back to the states. So he played on what the fucking naive wanted, like what Conor McGregor's doing here. But you know what, Adrian, when you look at of Trump's...
What I was about to ask is, do you think we're a bit cleverer than the Americans then? Do you think...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, that answers my question. Let me bring in more of your opinions. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going?
Yeah.
No, McGregor wouldn't get in. Be too many people that can actually see fucking sense. No, you can't be having someone who's like constantly having accusations and whatever thrown against them, you know, running for the people of Ireland. You need someone who's just a decent, proper citizen, you know, to be running for president of Ireland. Someone who actually has the good intentions, you know, for Ireland and the people of Ireland. Unfortunately, that's not going to fucking happen because, as we all know, it's just full of corruption and scumbags and whatever in the politics. But, yeah, you'd have to be an absolute clown to vote for McGregor. Like, he's proper fucking trash. That's all he is, proper trash. And, yeah, it'd be a joke if he even got in on the ballots. Like, yeah, take it easy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sean, that message I played a couple of minutes ago from Sean, basically saying that McGregor is just trash. What do you say to somebody who believes that?
This man, Sean, must be in his 50s. He's old school. And that's the problem here. There's too many old school that don't want changes. And we need change for the younger generation of the Irish. And see what Trevor about the tariffs and all in America. Trump is right in what he's doing. Let him take all the pharmaceuticals back. Let him do it. He's right in what he's doing. For years under Biden, America went downhill.
You won't be saying that when unemployment in Ireland shoots through the roof because all the people working in pharmaceuticals lose their jobs.
I work in a pharmaceutical and I'm not one bit nervous, but it's the right thing. Because at the end of the day, they all come over to Ireland. Why did they come over to Ireland from America? Because they are paying less tax and earning more profits. Where they go back to America, where they're all from. That's the only reason all these big companies came to Ireland, because the government gave them a tax credit where they don't have to pay any tax.
So literally,
and it's the likes of me and you, the normal Joe Soap, that are paying for the tax bill.
So literally you want Ireland to go into recession?
I don't want Ireland to go into recession, but the government's not doing enough for big companies to come in. You look at the IFSC, Facebook, they're now gone. All the big companies are going to pull out because the taxes here.
They're not gone. They're one of the biggest head offices in Balls Bridge. Have you seen the size of the place? Facebook.
And did you see the one beside them board? Gosh, the biggest one as well is gone. Closed down. Migrants are in it. So that's the head office there beside Bordgosh, Adrian.
No, that's the Twitter head office beside the Bordgosh.
No. It's Meta. Meta is owned by Facebook, my friend.
And they are all out in Balls Bridge now in the old AIB Bank Centre. That's where they are now. It's absolutely monstrous.
What's the story with the big Meta building beside Bordgosh Energy that Facebook owns?
They move everything. They obviously moved everything out to Balls Bridge. It's huge. It's like a bloody city. Anyway, we're going around the houses here. Drive through Balls Bridge and you'll see it. You can't miss the bloody thing. Just to go back to what that message said, that he's a clown, he would be an embarrassment as a president in Ireland. You don't believe that?
I don't believe that one bit. I think he's going to attract a lot of business to Ireland. He probably has a bad name with other people, but you look at everywhere around the world, there's no one perfect in these positions. Every position in this Ireland is corrupt. So why not put someone that's corrupt into it? Might change it.
That's very interesting logic. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Katie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hi. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks, Katie. What did you want to say on this?
So we're putting someone corrupt in to bring business to Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. And he also said he's happy if the businesses that are already in Ireland actually go back to America, like the pharmaceutical industry. Even though you'd lose your own job, Sean.
So the Irish should be on the side of the road.
Oh, I'm here, Adrian. I lose my own job. I go on the social. I get entitled to everything that everyone else gets.
Okay, sorry, Katie.
You don't want to move forward. You don't want to improve yourself. You don't want to get better. You just want to lose your job.
Oh, listen, look, I want to get better in everything in life, but I can't get better with this government.
I'm telling you something. All the president is in Ireland is our representative in different countries. All it is a fanfare. That's all it is. And I'm telling you something. I don't want a rapist cokehead representing me, representing my family, or representing my sons. Thanks very much. The only place that...
Well, you have all them type of people representing your family, your son, in government. So what's the difference?
An educated man? A man that's gone to university, a man that's travelled the world. What's Conor McGregor doing?
A man that's probably Is your son going to college this year?
My son is 6 years of age and there is not a chance.
Well, when he goes to college, blame the government for you walking out another few grand.
And I will save for his fees. I will not have any government putting me through anything. I went to Australia, I saved my deposit, I came home, I bought a house. I didn't expect it off the government. I don't expect the government.
Well, listen, if you end up Australia and come back to Ireland, there's something wrong with you in the head.
Save the money. Put your money away.
Let me ask you, Katie.
Doesn't matter what government is there. You put your own children that you can afford and put them through yourself.
Okay, Katie, let me ask you a question. Sean.
So you have to go all the way to Australia to give a deposit for a house. Wouldn't you just buy a house in Ireland in the first place if you're so annoyed?
I bought a fucking house in Ireland, had to go to Australia to get the money to buy my deposit. It was better than going and getting it off the social welfare.
So you went to Australia to get money to come back.
Council. I think it was a lot better than doing that.
Okay, Katie.
Well done to you.
And you said Conor McGregor's going to put your child through college. Would you be well? Conor McGregor will put himself...
Let me ask you, Katie. Sean has vowed... to Conor McGregor. Hang on. Sean has vowed to Conor McGregor himself that he will canvass on his behalf for the presidency of Ireland. There are other people other than Sean that would vote for McGregor. What is your message to people like Sean and others listening to us right now that would vote for McGregor?
Conor McGregor up out of his tadpole of his four streets in Clondalkin where he's known, and if you picked him up out of there and put him in a room with sophisticated, educated, proper people, you'd see Conor McGregor shit himself. He wouldn't know what to do with himself. Keep in your lane. You're a scrapper. You're a cokehead scrapper. Stay in your lane. Don't be representing my country. Or do you know what I'll do? I will pack up and I will move to a country that has proper people running
it. You came back, so what's your difference?
What's what?
You had that choice. You moved abroad. Why did you come back to Ireland?
If I came with my children when it was a proper country, if it turns into a cesspit, I will be gone again.
And then it's probably time to move back out because it's not a proper country anymore until we get McGregor in.
Oh, so we'll turn it into more of a cesspit, is it? So it's okay to bait old people. It's okay to cheat on your wife. It's okay to rape someone. It's okay to do coke. It's okay to get absolutely sloshed every time you go to a pub.
He's all keeping this drug thing up.
I don't think that's
it's okay for Jeremy to smoke cannabis 40 years ago. And look, now you're all listening to Adrian, should I say.
Adrian, yeah. I did once, yeah. I tried to
tell you. But look at now, Adrian, they all listen to you. You know what I mean?
I'm not running for the presidency.
Maybe you should.
No, I'm not even thinking of it.
Presidency is just the queen. It's just someone to represent you.
We're not in England.
All you do is, it's a shame you don't. Maybe you should. And all you do is you put someone
the queen
on a plane,
you have over
fly
there.
fly them over, shake hands, make a deal and fly back. That's all he'd be used for.
Okay,
well, maybe he might do a nice deal with Russia or something.
So Katie... Off
Katie, you won't be voting for Conor McGregor, I assume.
I wouldn't vote him to fucking drive a bus, never mind run a country.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Katie. And Sean, good to talk to you as well. You put up a good fight.
I'm well able, Adrian. We need a lot more young people like me to stand up for our country.
I hear you're not.
Get the right people in board.
Did he say he's a young person? You sound about 50, Sean.
Well, here, I have a lot more hair than you, son.
Good luck. Always come back to my hair?
It has to. Now, Sean isn't alone, by the way.
No, of course, I've said this from the... Don't for one moment think that Sean is alone. There are lots and lots of people who would vote for him.
Okay, here's a lady called Frances that would vote for him.
Well, hello, Adrian and Jeremy. I'd vote for Conor McGregor. Of course I would. I think he's a lovely lad. Get this country... back on its feet. It's fallen down. No one's doing anything. Look what's in. Cheaters. Keeping money in their back pockets. Brown envelopes. Conor McGregor wouldn't need to put money in his back pocket. He has it all. He put Ireland back on the map. That's all I have to say. Bye now.
All right, Francis. Thank you very much indeed.
Brown envelopes, by the way. Physical brown envelopes. What do people say that haven't existed in years? I haven't seen a brown envelope in years.
Ah, yeah, you can still get them.
Can you?
Yeah.
And by the way, you're saying put getting Ireland back on its feet, yeah? Unemployment in Ireland at the moment is at 4%. 4%. One of the lowest ever unemployment rates we've had in this country since the foundation of the state. The country is not on its knees.
No, it's one of the wealthiest countries in the whole of Europe.
I don't know where you're coming from, Francis.
Anyway, Francis and Sean will be voting for Conor McGregor, but the true tale will be whether he actually gets a nomination or not. He needs the vote of four different county councils or 20 members of the Oireachtas, that's TDs or senators, in order to get on the ballot.
And Rose has just been on to us and she says, I would vote for Conor to run for the government, but she spells his name C-O-N-N-E-R. So that vote would be null and void, Rose, if you can't even spell his name. You literally wouldn't see his name on the... Where's C-O-N-N-E-R? That's not how you spell the man's name.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.